I just wanted to do a kind of a quick recap of the Pride Parade over the weekend because it was so much fun until it started to rain. And actually, it was fun for me because I live close enough to the parade route that when it started to rain, we just sort of trotted back to our place. But for some of you, maybe it wasn't. Two people on our staff who were in the parade, and Sarah Tiemann joins us in studio, and Jazz Cooper, who is the producer. Jazzy is, of course, for Bill and Wendy, and Sarah's on our, what team?
Marketing.
Marketing team. So you kind of organized our float, and then Jazz, you were there not with the station float, but with your own cheer team, right?
Yes, the Chicago Spirit Brigade.
And you guys just do events, and you cheer and go crazy.
Yes, so we raise money. We raise 100% of the proceeds that we get. We donate to an organization. So this week we did Affinity Community Services, which is an organization that works with Black LGBT communities. They create safe spaces for them and things like that. So
they say there was a million people, and I believe it because the weather was really so good for almost all of the parade until that front rolled through. But at the Pride Parade this year, ladies, one thing that impressed me was how many youth groups there were. I mean, schools and children with parents and sometimes just groups of kids who are, you know, gay or LGBTQ friendly, or their families, or schools that were just embracing all of the gender fluidity that we have these days. And I just don't remember that so much in years past. There were presidential candidate teams. Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg had teams there marching. They weren't there. Lori Lightfoot was the rock star of this thing.
Yep, we saw her drive by.
But that's
float.
Interesting because you're in. There's two ways to do it. One is to be in the parade and then you see all of the craziness for 4 miles, or you stand in one spot like I did and then you watch the float go by, but you don't see all of the people. And both are pretty entertaining to see, right?
I think it's fun to be in the parade, but like you said, to me, the only people I saw are those who, like, on our strip and our staging zone of, you know, who was getting ready.
Right.
So I, you know, to me, whoever else was in the parade was kind of a blur. We saw, you know, Mayor Lightfoot come like right past our float as she was coming to the front, you know, to kick everything off. But everything else was kind of a blur.
What stood out to you?
Like you said, the millions of people. So I remember I was just talking about this with a friend of mine. I took the Metro home from the Millennial Station and the Metro was packed. I was like, I've never seen this many young people. Like
On a Sunday.
But so I've never seen this many people come to the Pride Parade. I remember 10 years ago when I was in high school, we knew about it, but it wasn't like a thing to where it'd be like, come to the Pride Parade to show support. It was more like a, you're too young for that situation.
Oh, I know. There was no age barrier or boundary at all. In fact, I thought about a guy who had his maybe 8-year-old daughter in tow, and I thought, she's going to say, Dad, what are we doing? And he's going to tell her why we're here. And then he's going to have a conversation with that little girl that my parents never had with me.
You know, right.
That I still haven't had with my parents. I mean, it was just a topic that was never broached. And now times have changed.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, wow, these kids, they're like 17, 18.
You know, if we had voted for Toni Preckwinkle for mayor, she would have been easier to see in the parade. And Preckwinkle was in the parade. But Lightfoot goes by and I said, Brenda, you know, we had some friends in from out of town and they were very interested in seeing this celebrity mayor of ours. I said, there she is. And they go, where? You can't see her. She's just so small. I said, she's got a hat on and she's over there. Okay. And then they got pictures and they were so excited to see Lori Lightfoot come by.
You know what? That's funny because the day before she came to Proud to Run, which is the 5K, 10K that Pride does before. So she was there and she gave an amazing speech. And so afterwards, I was like, I got to go meet the mayor.
Yeah.
I got to go meet the mayor. So I just ran up, I said, excuse me, can I take a picture with you? She's like, yeah, that's fine. Oh, cheerleaders, fun. Let's do the whole picture.
Oh, that's
so
really?
It was very
that's
nice.
Cool.
She was very nice.
That's nice to
that's
hear.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Tammy Duckworth was in there too, ladies. And you could tell when a U.S. senator, a congressperson was going to come by because it would be three big black, we're not having any fun here. You know, there were no balloons on these things, SUVs or you know, town cars, big black cars. So when Tammy Duckworth came by, and the audience was very happy to see her, and she was riding around on a motorized wheelchair, and people, and she was with her daughter, and people were really giving her a lot of props. Kim Fox was in the parade. I'm like, wow, props to you, lady, because if I was Kim Fox, I don't think I want to walk around a million Chicagoans going, hey, how's it going?
Right.
And she was running up and shaking people's hands.
Yeah. I'm mad I missed Tammy, though.
Yeah, Tammy had a nice crowd.
I missed everybody. To me, it seems like a very different parade this year.
Why is that?
I think because of the weather. And, you know, Jazzy's team was, we were talking about this earlier this morning, like Jazzy's team was only a couple, technically a few numbers ahead of us, but somehow we were like miles apart.
Yeah. And
what was your unit number?
We were supposed to be 60. And
so WGN Radio was supposed to be the 60th unit in that parade. I got news for you, girlfriend.
I know, we were not 60.
No. You weren't even close.
But here's the thing. We almost finished the route, but I've talked to other friends with other companies who hadn't finished the route at all. They never started. So
yeah, the CBS radio people in town, They did like us. They had a big float. Everybody in there all jazzed about it.
Yep.
They never started.
Right. But I read a report that said...
That's how long that thing is.
I read a report that said that everybody except for 9 were able to complete the route. And even we didn't complete the route. We were close. And I was hoping that we would, you know, go to the end. So I'm trying to figure out where, like, by the time we got down Belmont, there was like everyone was running for the hills.
I don't know if this parade needs to be shorter because it's just such a hoot, right? And I mean, like, it's so inclusive that when you start to eliminate people, it's like if ever there was a parade that needed to include anybody that wants to embrace the cause, this is it. But when a representative from the Water Reclamation District walked by with their team, I thought, okay. Hooray, water reclamation, woo! But I was not, you know, having as much fun with that group as some of the others, like the motorcycles or, you know, if I may, other groups that were in, the Chicago Gay Hockey Association.
Oh, yeah. They marched.
Didn't know we had one.
They marched with us the year that we had the Stanley Cup.
Mensa was there. Yeah, they were with the Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. Mensa was there. So it was a bunch of really sedate looking, kind of very intelligent people. And they had colorful shirts on. And I guess these are really bright gay people or people that, embrace the LGBTQ community. So everybody's in. But it was like they were too removed. It was just kind of funny because if you're going to do this parade, you need to do it loud and proud, right?
Yep, right.
Orlando Strong had a group in it, remembering the Pulse nightclub shooting that took 49 lives and injured 53 others.
I think they've been in the last couple of years, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right after the shooting, they were in.
Puerto Rico, Brazil, United Kingdom, Canada General Councils were there.
Wow.
The church group. I think, in fact, the largest contingent of any kind we saw go by was the Lutheran Church.
Oh, yeah. They were, I think, right behind, the United Church of Evanston was right behind us. Maybe that's a different church.
There was the FFC Fitness Group, FFC. They have centers throughout Chicago. Worked the crowd really well. So they've got a big float. And then they've got this cowboy who was really well built and was wearing just the smallest golden gym shorts. And he had an all-American red, white, and blue flag cowboy hat on. So he was your nude rhinestone cowboy up there, and he was handsome. And he was riding a pedal bike on the, one of those exercise bikes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
And so it was just think about the physics and the muscularity of all of that.
Do you think he used tape?
Oh, my gosh. He was really drawing a crowd. But the guy that was working the mic as they went by said this. I thought this was just so interesting. A guy on the float would call out, "Hey, left side." So say the east side as they were going south. He'd say, "Hey, left side, if you believe you were born this way, scream." And everybody go, "Ah." They go, "Hey, right side, if you believe that you were born this way, scream." And then he'd say, "Hey, Chicago." Same
That's
thing.
Cool.
And everybody
That's
screams.
Cool.
And it just, there's not a lot of room for thoughtful dialogue as you're going by in a parade.
Nope.
But I thought, that's what this is.
Yeah.
Right.
I wrote in my post afterwards after I, got home and was on the sofa. My favorite thing about this event is you look at that crowd and you realize, you know, this is how the world could be if we all had a little bit more love. Like, you just, you feel that love. It felt a little different to me this time, I think, because of the elements, but it's still, you know, you're like,
wow.
Yeah,
you were a little ticked because of the elements.
And well, you know, it's just...
It wasn't all so organized, but...
Right.
It sounds so cliche, but don't you agree, Jazz? I mean, love is a wonderful commodity we need to share more.
I totally agree. This is one of our favorite parades to be in because we can literally interact with the crowd and shake their heads and everything. Like, they're like, Chicago Spirit Brigade. They literally are like screaming our names.
Yeah.
And that you feel so famous.
Yeah,
and you're
do.
Like, oh my gosh, they know us. Like,
right.
They really know us. Like, they're like, I have my favorite dancer, my favorite cheerleader over here. She's amazing. She's been on for this year. So I'm like, wow. I'm like, this is amazing. And this is all together.
Is everybody on your cheer squad African American?
No, we have so many different groups. We have Asians, we have some Native Americans actually on our team. And it's just so like amazing that we're all together in this one thing. You see different colors, different nationalities and things like that. We're coming together and we're supporting this one cause.
Well, one thing that I thought was nice too was that when there were groups that were predominantly white or black, and then where I was standing, there'd be like, there was must have been a little family or a group of people, but they were all African-American. They were to my front left. And then there was a bunch of Hispanic ladies, and they were all there to my right. And so they're all pressing to the front. But what you just can't help notice, because you don't see it that often, is so a big white gay guy comes up, and he's high-fiving young black ladies and men, or the black men gay group comes up, and they're giving hugs to little old white ladies. And there's just like... no barrier at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing how willing people are to share love, to embrace each other.
Right.
If we just said, that's what we're going to do today.
Yep.
And it can be done.
Even looking at the signs, you know, through the crowd that people make, you know, this one kid I saw said, a proud nephew of two gay aunts. Like,
right.
You just,
I saw that one.
You see those things and it's like, wow, gosh, that's cool.
Or I saw the one that said proud aunt. And I thought, so here's a lady who's, you know, niece or nephew is out there in the gay community. What's that been like for y'all? And the ladies walking around with the sign saying, I'm proud of it. And and some of the signs, it was weird. People really reacted to her.
Did you see the free hugs?
Oh, yeah.
Mom,
I saw her on the news later, too.
Yeah.
And she had a really cool story about, you know, how kind of her journey of acceptance with her son. And, you know, she was more of a religious lady and, you know, kind of her evolution into founding that organization that marched.
I thought the parade this year had the right blend of drag and drama to, you know, just support and love. Like, you know, if I see enough Lutherans, I go, okay, I need now show me some dancers.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon there'd come the Brazil contingent and they were working it, you know. So it was just, it was very entertaining that way. Just a couple of other observations about things and people I saw. And again, I think this is just a reminder of how times have changed and how quickly they have changed.
Mm.
Corporations, BP, Amoco, Schwab, all the banks in Chicago, McDonald's.
Yep. They had a fun float.
Yeah.
Theirs was cute. Yeah.
McDonald's one?
Yeah.
It was good.
Said like equality is for all fries or something like that. I thought that was cute.
When we saw it coming, everybody thought they were going to start throwing fries. And people were like, fries! And no fries were thrown. But I just think it's so think about a segment of society that isn't cheering them on or says, no, I don't want to cheer them on. I want to be in the parade with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's corporations, the FBI, the Chicago Police Department.
Wow.
The police department had one that we thought was going to break because it was so bouncy with the dancing and the music.
That's how ours was, too. I was like, oh, gosh, we can't lose an axle.
This will look really bad.
You don't want to be that person who ties up the route.
Well, we were lucky because we were partnered with Sidetrack. So Sidetrack had the whole,
they
with the rainbows, everything
one.
Else. It was amazing. We also had some pretty hot guys, too.
Jess Cooper, she produces Bill and Wendy, and Sarah Tiemann is in our marketing department here at WGN. They were in the parade. It went right by me and my family and friends as we watched the parade. So then we saw this front coming through. Like, literally, we're going, holy cow. It's like, here comes a train.
Yeah.
And you know how the weather's rolled through hard lately, and I thought, this is going to be a disaster.
Yep.
This thing's going to hit, and we're going to have problems. Did you all sense that when you were in the parade?
Yes.
Yeah, we saw it, and we said, we're going to keep going. And we literally kept going. We made it to the end. So you were saying nine groups, that we were part of the nine.
Yeah. Yep, we saw the front coming. Well, we all knew before we took off. I mean, I think I got about 20 AccuWeather pings, and one of the girls on our float, she got a note from ABC that said, you know, the parade is canceled, or like,
yeah,
take shelter.
The text went out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we never, other than that alert, it was never really communicated with us. So we just kind of went with the flow and kind of hoped to keep going. But yeah,
we saw
it coming through, and it was, I mean, we all.
It could have been so much worse. Like,
for
it
sure.
rained, but people are like, oh, so what did you do? We're like, hey, we're in the rain. Did
yep.
you just kind of have fun with it? Because you stayed in it.
Yeah, we stayed in it. But before we took off, we actually talked about if anything went wrong as far
and
as.
And we did that too.
Yeah, yep. we gave like
oh,
a buddy system.
Plan?
Yeah,
really?
We had a buddy system, yeah. everything
That's
already planned.
Scary.
Yeah,
and,
but just in case. You
and,
never know.
And since I was, you know, leading our team, I kind of gave a pep speech beforehand. Thanks for being here. And hey, look, like, you know, it looks like weather might not be our best friend today. So, you know, do you be safety first. And, you know, we have garbage bags on the float.
Oh, yeah, right.
First I was like, Marlene, why'd you give me all these garbage bags? But then I'm like, thank God for the garbage bags. No, none of our team ended up using them. But, you know, throughout the day as people left, I was, you know, checking in with people in the evening being like, are you okay? Did you get somewhere safe? So
friends of mine, then we retreated back to our house, and then they were going to go on to their place, and they don't live that far from us. They live close to downtown on the Gold Coast, so Wrigley Field of the Gold Coast. So she checks Uber.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, good
yeah.
luck getting a cell.
Forget it.
And it was like $36, mm-hmm. which I thought it was actually going to be worse than that, but that's a lot more than it would normally be. But you just can't connect with public transportation unless you're riding, you know, the L, unless you're doing CTA.
Well, yeah. My husband John and I left from Wellington, which is where our float wound up, Wellington and close to the Inner Lakeshore Drive. And we ended up walking. We walked past Belmont, past the train. That was not happening. We saw the CPD was out in force. We ended up actually walking to your neighborhood, grabbed dinner, and got on the train at Addison.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's just when you do this parade, you just got to figure, this is what I'm going to be doing today.
Yeah,
this is
right.
what I'm going to be doing.
I think that that rain kind of made everything havoc because people were just like scattered and
King John says, ladies, there was a group in the parade from Australia. I didn't see that. I'm 53 and took my 14-year-old daughter and two of her friends to the parade. We came from Kenosha and had a great time, says Dave. Thank you, Dave. And Sharon wanted to jump in. Hey, Sharon.
It's actually Karen.
Hi, Karen. You're on the air.
I would just like to clarify, you said the Lutheran Church was in the parade, and I would just like to clarify that there is one group, the ELCA, that has chosen not to follow what the Bible says. So they say that homosexuality is okay and pornography is okay, and as long as what you do makes you happy, then it's okay. So that was the group that was in the
not the mainstream Lutheran
that
church?
That is, no. Yet they should be changing their name, but yet they don't.
It
horrifies me only because there was just recently in the news about a pastor that decided that pornography is okay. And then everybody looks to me and says, well, Karen, you're Lutheran. And I say,
what's up with that? But aren't the Lutherans more liberal about the, like, we know where the Catholics are. Catholics do not believe in homosexuality.
Oh,
they believe it happens, but it's a sin. What's the Lutheran,
right.
what's the Lutheran doctrine on homosexuality?
It's the same thing. It's not doctrine. We go by what the Bible says, just like any other Christian religion.
I got to tell you, though, that's that message did not come across at the parade. I mean, if that bothers you, that we got the impression, a million people in Chicago, that Lutherans are very tolerant of the gay lifestyle. If that bothers you, then you should be bothered, because that was the message. And they were from Naperville. They'd have signs, Naperville, Lakeview, the neighborhoods of Chicago and the mm-hmm. suburbs of Chicago. It was
Wait,
a
but
gigantic...
notice it was the only one. Was it only one church? It was
no.
only the Lutheran?
No, well, they didn't say ELCA or anything like that. They simply all had signs from what I took to be their various parishes. And it was blocks of these people, I don't know what to make of that. I appreciate your phone call, Sharon. Thank you for listening. All right, ladies, we're out of time. Any last observations about the 50th anniversary of the, Stonewall Inn riots and the parade that Chicago put on. I saw in some of the national coverage they had Chicago floats because some of them were just so terrific.
We actually sent some of our team members to New York. We have a sister team called Cheer New York, and we sent a couple of them to actually walk in the parade, and I was like, that is amazing to have that opportunity. And
Yeah. Ours is pretty good. You know, what an amazing opportunity for you. Jazz Cooper produces Bill and Wendy's show. She's also on the Chicago Cheer team, and they do events. If you want to reach them to be with you, how do they do that, Jazz?
ChicagoSpiritBrigade.org.
And I'm just proud to, you know, stand up for this community.
Yeah, well.
Reformed theater major and, you know.
312 just texted in, the ELCA church is very tolerant. That lady is goofy. John, I'm in the ELCA, and it's the biggest mainstream Lutheran denomination in the United States. Blah, blah, blah. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. It was a terrific parade, and it was sure nice to see you ladies there and to all of the folks that were there as well.